Hello everyone, welcome back to the Wellbeing Writer Podcast. I'm trying to be more consistent with this, but you know, I've been trying to keep up with YouTube and keep up with the podcast. It is a lot of freaking work, but this episode, I think you guys have been wanting this because no one really talks about work-life balance, what it takes, because people think like all bloggers are full-time right now. No, most of us are working a job, part-time, full-time, or at school, studying. And before we get into how to deal with that, I want to tell you a quick story right now because I'm dealing with it too. I actually did an Instagram post very recently about balancing my content slash business with my school. And I thought that maybe I could do both. My dream was to be a doctor, take over my dad's clinic, and continue where I left off with my content. You don't find a lot of people who do both, best of both worlds. It's either they go all out on content or they go all out on school. But I'm an entrepreneur, and if you actually know what the word entre means risk. And if I do both and not actually go all in on either or, I'm taking the risk away, and I'm not a true entrepreneur if I do that. And I've been thinking to myself, like, this is something I could take to the next level, the content, if I really put 110% into it. If I'm passionate about something, I'm going to put my, like, 500% into it. And I've done this for over a year. I have not stopped. I have not quit. And I love it. And I started to think to myself, maybe I can't do both. Like, I could, but it's, you can't really have best of both worlds. And it's just kind of not sustainable. You can't balance having a system telling you what to do and having your own system for so long. Like, eventually I'm gonna have to pick one or the other, even if that means I lose everything. Because if I do content, that means I'm gonna lose friends, I'm gonna lose my social life, and I'm gonna just lose my life, kind of. And that means I'm gonna be more in tune with my community that I'm growing and more in tune with my content. But if I go a lot on school, I'm going to say bye to everything, my hard work. I'm going to say bye to my community and online friends and all of that. And right now, I'm balancing both because what can I do? I'm not making money right now. But eventually at some point, I'm going to have to take that risk, even if that means I lose everything. And hopefully, you're willing to take that risk with me, because there is no such thing as, like, complete work-life balance. Like, no, there's none. Like, you can't have, like, for example, there could be 5 buckets. One could be cleaning your house, one could be work, one could be school, one could be sleep, one could be family. You know, all the buckets might be, like, completely full for a few days, but then some buckets are gonna spill, some buckets are gonna be empty, some buckets are gonna be more full. That's kind of how you have to think about it. You can't do all of them at the same time. You're gonna have to put more time into certain things and put less time into certain things. But there's a few things that I've been working on that helped me, because I'm sick of the excuses that I have a job, I go to school, so I don't have time to blog. Enough with that. Your whole day is not school. Your whole day is not work. Well, for some people it is, and I give them that leeway, but sometimes your whole day is not that. And the rest of the time you have to blog. And I remember I'll come home, like, just completely exhausted and just overworked, but that passion, that hard work, that willingness to want to make this a thing, I push through the pain. I push through it. That's how you know you're passionate about something. You're willing to push through the pain and the hurt and the struggle and the not seeing any results. And I push through. I would even create content on the weekdays. And sometimes my grades would kind of fall off a little bit. But you need to know where your goals are. And you need to know, like, where your mission is and know where you want to do with this. But just remember that there's no such thing as complete work-life balance, like, nowhere. And one thing that I really want to get into is something called themed days. So certain days you theme something completely based on a certain thing. For example, one day can be complete blogging, one day could be, you know, your podcast for your blogs, one day could be I just invented that, where you make a podcast for your blog post, audio blog kind of. Or one day could be like monetization day, one day could be work, one day could be family. Theme days really helped kind of not be so cluttered and keep everything kind of like more organized. And the next thing is have a team behind you. I believe that you can't do anything alone. You need help. You need people behind you to help you, because the work that you're doing is just as good as the team that is behind you. And I want to work on having a team at some point. I don't have a team right now, but I'd love to. It doesn't matter how big or small you are, how small your community is, how small your blog is. Having a team is freaking awesome. Like, and a team is more passionate if they know their purpose. They know the work behind is what is being done. For example, if you're some of your teams are the editors, they need to know why they're editing. Why are they doing this? You know, they're editing so that the blog can be more crisp, that the writing can be better. You know, if each member knows their purpose and knows why they're at the team, they're more likely to stay, they're more likely to keep up. And I'm that type of person where I can work for hours at a time without stopping. Like, I know that's not healthy, but that's just who I am, and not a lot of people are like that. If I were to have 30 minutes, I would not sit down and just play video games or just sit down and just do nothing. I will take that 30 minutes and work. And that's just kind of, I guess that's type A personality kind of me. Like, I don't waste time. I don't waste everything. You have to be resourceful. You have to be driven. You have to take each opportunity seriously, because eventually you have time to blog full time after all that blood, sweat, and tears. So you have to embrace that struggle and embrace that journey that you're going through. And yeah, you can definitely do both. You just have to have that discipline and hard work for a time. But if you are blogging and like, I often hear stuff like, you know, I'm blogging so much to the point where, like, is it worth the risk? And if you're gonna think that way, just stop blogging. Just stop. Like, get a regular job, because blogging and doing self-employment jobs, like, this is the life you chose. Like, this is the life you chose. You have to be ready to fail. You're not having a system telling you what to do. You're not doing a standard day job. You're doing your own thing. The only time where you need to be right is once. It's like YouTube. Like, you can fail a bunch of times until you have that one video that sticks out. Just like your blog, keep posting. No matter how many results you see, you're gonna keep posting. And you need to know, just know at least one blog post has to stick out and you're fine. And you probably want to know about the monetization and how to kind of market your blogs, because that's the issue I've seen, is people have great content, they just don't know how to market it and people can't find them. So before you even think about doing a blog, please make sure you're on multiple platforms, like blog platforms. Make sure you're on Wattpad, Medium, Ghost, all these blogging platforms, so you don't depend on one platform. And make sure you're on other social platforms. You could make a podcast for your blog posts. So basically each, it's like an audiobook. Think of it like that. Like, each podcast episode could be your blog's talk. To like, make sure you're talking and you're verbatim saying it. But of course, you have to be engaging. Don't be a robot. Don't be like beep, boop, bop. Like, actually be entertaining to listen to. And then you can have an Instagram that could be your mini blog. You could have a Twitter that could be like trailers and like places where people can find your blog posts. And if you want to even take it a step further, shoot, do a YouTube. Like, you could do story times, you could do behind the scenes. It's all there for you. And then the next is the monetization options. Once you start making money, that's when you can really decide, like, is this something I want to do for forever? Is this something I want to do full time? Do I want to quit? Do I want to drop out? It's all up to you. And there's two ways of monetization. The first one is the scalable. Scalable means like you create a product or a service for people and multiple people can get it. You generally want to price this lower. This could be like an ebook. This could be a course. This could be an app. This could be a physical product. And people can just buy this, even merchandise. And people just buy this and you're having constant income to your doorstep. And next is the non-scalable. Non-scalable, you generally get more money, but it's not consistent. So I invented this thing called like the one-on-one private writing coaching method, kind of. So think of it like coaching, but for blog posts. So someone could DM you, email you a very specific list of stuff they want answered. For example, I want this blog post. I want all of this stuff. I want all that. And they pay you and you give them that private writing. And the reason why coaching is so powerful is because, like, the thing about blog posts are very general, and they don't really help people at a specific, you know, really targeted level. So if you want to do the coaching, you're going to target a bunch of different backgrounds, different cultures, different stories, different struggles, different all walks of life, and you're going to be helping people more specifically. And that's why you need to do the unscalable. So that means you're going to have constant income coming to your doorstep from the products. You're going to have active income, you're going to have the active income from the private blog coaching. And then you're going to have that money from those other platforms that we said before, from the affiliates and stuff like that. And that's it. Like, you're making money, you have stuff going. And don't expect to make money in the first year. Like, don't give this 7 months. Give this at least 36 months before you really see something. Because I've been doing content for about a year, and the time where people really start quitting is 7 months in. And the time where you quit, that's when the amazing stuff happens. People tend to quit when the amazing stuff starts to happen, and I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to keep pushing through. I want you to, even though you have a job or you have a school, you go to college, you're even a high school student, I don't want you to come home exhausted. Like, push through that pain and just grind. You're gonna have to grind. And right now I'm grinding. Right now I am hustling, right now going through the process. But that's what it's all about. Just know that there's no such thing as work-life balance. Like, if someone's telling you like that's a thing, like, no, like, it's not a thing. It's not possible. And you just have to know your priorities and know how you can put more time into things that need more time and sacrifice stuff that doesn't need more time. And I think the reason why I'm so scared to go out on either one is my fear of failure, my fear of messing up, my fear of screwing up. And it's just, it's hard. It's really hard to kind of have this mindset, like, what if this doesn't go anywhere? What if I fail? What if I screw up? What if I just... It's hard. It's hard to go through. It's hard to think in this way. But the most successful bloggers out there are the ones that are willing to fail. The ones that are willing to see stuff. Willing to push through even if they don't see any results. Those are the bloggers that make it big. Those are the creators that make it big, and they don't waste any time. They don't waste a second. That 30 minutes is like 2 hours to them. Like, they take every second seriously. And yeah, so you got to separate yourself from distractions, be focused like laser, don't waste any time, and, you know, schedule stuff out, have your bullet journals, have your Trellos, schedule things. And you have to be productive, don't procrastinate. And the next thing is know your limits. Oh goodness, you need to know your freaking limits. Know what you can handle, know what you can go through. And this is something that I need to work on. Like, I used to do this thing where, like, I would bulk record. That's a really good time management thing. Like, at the beginning, I recommend, like, bulk recording, like, just bulk record a bunch of blog posts. But over time, that method isn't really effective. If you really want to grow, it's not sustainable. And the reason why I say it's not sustainable is, one, it kind of wastes your time, because think about it. If you write 5 blog posts in one day, they're not going to be as crisp, they're not going to be as good, and they're all going to kind of just have a lot of fluff in it, because you didn't, like, put your heart into one thing. And then the next thing is, people create in the world they don't live in. For example, they create a blog post 2 days later when, you know, people aren't probably even searching for that. The key to really get traffic is to look for trends in your niche and be the first one to bandwagon that trend and blog about it. And you need to make sure you are very up to date on those trends. That's why I don't like bulk recording, maybe bulk recording will be good once you start to get a little bit of a community, you get traction, so people start to care about you. That's how I see it. Bulk record at the beginning, and then bulk record when you start to get traction, and then in the middle when you're trying to get that traction, do that really focus on the trying to get the traction, the evergreen, and the, you know, the kind of like the scarcity based content where it's stuff that doesn't last forever. But yeah, and also like I said, like form a team, form a group of people that have the same interests, and you guys can help each other. And yeah, having that team is really important, but it's basically it. But I recently uploaded a video about my life as an outcast, my life being a lone wolf, and that got really vulnerable. And I remember I watched this video today about like why you're alone, why you're a loner, why you don't have friends, and this guy hit me hard. Like, he talked about how the people that don't fit in, the people that aren't like in the 99% are the people who don't want to do the mundane. They don't want to be that 99%. They don't want to be mediocre. They want to rise above and beyond, and they want to do something that could change the world, and they want to do stuff that not everyone else is doing. And I'm like, dang, that's kind of me. Like, I want to do something that people don't really think about doing. And sometimes I just wish I was like every other kid. Like, I'm not your typical boy. I'm very poetic, passionate, sensitive, and just, yeah. And that's not stuff you expect from boys. They're expected to be emotionless robots. But I'm an outcast, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And it's just, it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay that I screw up sometimes, I mess up. But if you're an outcast, this is spaces for you. Like, we got the YouTube, we got the podcast, we got the social media. And yeah, the podcast is for you if you're really busy. Maybe you came from the YouTube and you want to check me out, or vice versa. Like, you came from the podcast and you're probably going to go check out my YouTube. They all feed into each other. That's why I love being on multiple platforms. But if you want to check out my YouTube, the YouTube's in the show notes. You can check out my videos. I have story times. I have blogging tips and advice. I have it all. And this community is for you, you know. Please subscribe to our YouTube, you know, favorite our podcast, give us a review. We started getting reviews on the podcast, 5 out of 5 right now. And yeah, I'm really starting to see something big, because I remember I was talking to my brother in the car, and I told him how, like, most of the time people quit 6 months, but I think this is going to be my year, because I remember I uploaded this video and it's just, it's blowing up. And I think this is going to be the year where I really, hopefully change the blogging niche and really, like, kind of just be that one blogging creator that actually gives a crap and not this fake stuck up. But yeah, thank you so much if you stopped by and you checked the podcast. I really want to say thank you for giving me the support and liking my stuff. And bad news, but we did lose a sponsor, because I didn't get onto the sponsor yet, but I need to make sure I get on that sponsor wagon right now. But we're still going to be making $200 if people are listening to the sponsors. But yeah, I hope to see you on YouTube. And yeah, this place is for you. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here. And yeah, this place is for you. And I love you guys. You guys mean the world to me, every single one of you. I don't care your age, your sex, your race, you know. As long as you believe in finding your place in the right space and you have that belief system and you believe in yourself, then this place is for you. But yeah, enough of me rambling on. I hope to see you in the next episode. You know, listen to the other podcast episodes if you have the time. Check out our YouTube. And yeah, just keep pushing through the school, keep pushing through work, and eventually you're gonna be full-time, and I'll see you on the other side. Love you all. Puff ball. Bye.